following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things going on, man. Lots of things going on. Happy Father's Day, first and foremost. That means it's U.S. Open Golf. That means we got four guys atop that leaderboard. And I think most impressively, we all got to say that Jason Day. Wow. What a round yesterday after Vertigo. Pretty impressive, to be honest with you. Very impressive. Jordan Spieth hung on pretty well, to be honest with you. So I wasn't too surprised about that. I like that kid. I actually predicted him to win the whole thing. So pretty awesome stuff, though. When you see Jason Day and the effort he had, pretty awesome. Speaking of efforts, Scherzer completes a no-hitter. I'm telling you, though, Jeff, you look, bottom line is these things are coming too often. The luster is taken away, and it's almost like I expect to see no-hitters, to be honest with you, about once a month, maybe once every couple of months. I'm expecting it. Jeff, how you doing this morning, man?
Hey, that sounds about right. Pretty hot one in the Valley of the Sun this week, and, you know, I'm not going to say I had a bad week, but it's been like I've been putting off broccoli all week, man.
I feel you, brother. Well, it is warm, but we're just getting started. We're getting loose. A lot going on. Tons of things happening. We want your thoughts and your opinions. We'll be right back. We'll get into it. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you've ever had a roof leak, you're familiar with the ugly stain that's left behind on your ceiling after the leak is fixed. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how to take care of that stain right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
When a roof leak reaches the living space of your home, the water stains the drywall where it soaks through. Many people assume that they can just roll a coat of paint over the spot and the problem is solved, but it doesn't work that easily because the stain will bleed right back through. The solution is a stain-blocking primer, and the easiest way to apply it is with a spray can. In fact, some manufacturers design cans to spray up and even formulate the color to match a typical off-white ceiling. First, cover the area beneath the stain with a drop cloth, then gently dust the spot with the primer until it disappears. You want to feather the primer out around the stain a bit so the repair is less visible. And remember, several light coats are a lot better than one heavy coat. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Placer is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Placers feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Flasser.com or call 1-800-476-560.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at Internet FM.
All righty. Welcome back. I love that track, by the way. Has nothing to do with the real version of who sings this or whose music this is. But I remember this track being used by probably Warren G back in the day. I don't know if you're familiar, Jeff, but
yeah, I know what goes on at 2-1 in Lewis, man. Warren G with the Regulate, man. That was a good song, but you know, my generation, you know, and I graduated from high school in 1997 to put a timeline on it. You know, my generation never really appreciated the original cuts. You know, it was always that Montel Jordan, you know, remixing a song, or you know, Nate Dogg and Warren G. But you know, our parents heard all those songs in the 60s and 70s, and I think they had to find it funny just, you know, hearing hardcore lyrics added to, you know, soft R&B grooves, man. Nothing like hearing the original songs, though, for sure.
No, look, I'm just joking around. Michael McDonald, Easy, that was a great track, to be honest with you, but Warren G definitely regulated that thing up quite a bit. But anyways, getting back to the world of sports, things that we talk about more so than music, but I do love music, too, by the way. But anyways, we didn't do this yet, and I got to do this, and it's probably going to pain you a little bit. Do got to give the Golden State Warriors some credit. They did win the National Basketball Association, the biggest prize. They are the champs, man. They are the kings, if you will, to take a pun away from the king himself, LeBron James. They are the kings of the NBA right now. I want to get your thoughts. Andre Iguodala gets the MVP. Should that have maybe gone to Steph Curry? I don't know. But Andre Iguodala played phenomenal. You can't really take anything away from him. Not necessarily shutting down LeBron, but maybe matching him or outplaying him a couple of games. We know what LeBron did. We don't need to really talk about it. It was remarkable. I think people obviously have their thoughts and their opinions about what he was doing out there. I think it was heroic. I think it was awesome. And I think he did what he had to do under the circumstances. Because I do remember hearing Draymond Green talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers the other day, and he said they suck. And I kind of found that to be, you know, a little bit offensive, to be honest with you. If you are a champion, you know, you got to lose with dignity. You got to win with dignity. You got to lose with class. You got to win with class. You know, either way, however you want to slice it, however you want to say it, that hit me wrong from Draymond Green the other day, because truthfully, I think of him as a team guy, and that was a pretty... That was a shot. Obviously, it was a shot. Maybe it was a shot at LeBron. I don't exactly know. You know, Klay Thompson after throws a shot out there too, talking about playing with the best player in the world and we're the best team. I get it. I understand it. Maybe people were a little upset about LeBron calling himself the best player in the world. Truth of the matter is, truth be told, the guy said the truth. And you know what? We, the media, and everybody else is always telling him he's the best. So why in the heck shouldn't he think he's the best? And when people ask him a question like, hey, man, do you think your team can come back and win? Do you have the confidence? Well, that's a loaded question. I think people are absolutely foolish. And I just think that the scrutiny that LeBron James has been under over the past couple weeks with his performance and how he had to go about his business, I think it's totally unnecessary and totally uncalled for, Jeff, to be honest with you. So I've got the Kings back, but I do want to give credit where credit's due. Golden State, you know what, they're the kings of the NBA right now, and I think they got a good chance to be a very good basketball team for years to come. You know, sign a couple of those key guys that they have to, but ultimately, I think they're in pretty good shape for a long, long time. And yeah, I'll give Steve Kerr credit, but the guy who's the unsung hero and who may be the biggest class act of all, this is Mark Jackson, the guy who set them up a year ago to be a pretty good basketball team. And then Steve Kerr came in and he did the finishing touches. I'll give him that. But the unsung hero and a guy that isn't getting any credit but is a hell of a guy, if you ask me. The way he announced the whole finals, never talked about a thing, Mark Jackson. But ultimately, the Golden State Warriors, man, I give him a pat on their back, Jeff.
Hey, let me back it up a little bit. Let's back up to Draymond Green's comments. You know, at the end of the day, they don't mean anything. I think that it's completely disrespectful to not only your opponent but yourself to say that your adversary in a championship series, you know, is no good. I mean, you know, what do you think of yourself if you didn't have to be the team that was any good? So I don't know where that comes from with Draymond Green. It certainly doesn't come from Tom Izzo. It doesn't come from Mark Jackson. It doesn't come from Steve Kerr. They're all class acts. I thought that Steve Kerr did a heck of a job with the finals. I think that I'd pump the brakes a little bit in crediting Mark Jackson, because Mark Jackson didn't get this team across the finish line. And Mark Jackson couldn't maintain relationships within the Warriors organization to continue coaching that basketball team. So let's recognize that Jackson was put in an awkward position, number one, losing his job after a great season like he had, and number two, having to have that front row seat, having to do the color analysis for a series, you know, and a couple of series at that, because ESPN had the Western Conference Finals as well. You know, putting Jackson in that awkward situation where he has to, you know, where he has to talk about his boys and he has to talk about it on an objective level. And I thought it seemed like Van Gundy and Jackson had a little bit of a pull for the Warriors. I wouldn't call it an obvious bias or blatant homerism or anything like that. I would just say that, you know, awkward position. All the credit goes to Steve Kerr and the, you know, and the 12 guys on that Warriors bench. You know, they had to go deep. They had to go to Azili. They had to use David Lee to figure some things out, and they had to start Andre Iguodala, which is something that they haven't done. But big credit goes to Steve Kerr for getting Andre Iguodala, a career starter, to come in and buy into a backup role and be a part of a championship run. I think that's a big deal. Not a really big problem with Iguodala taking home the hardware for the MVP. You know, if there's a better argument, it's probably LeBron. But, you know, I don't think they win that series without Steph. I think that they might have played just the same without Klay Thompson, though. Klay Thompson did not have a good series.
No, I...
I'm not sure if we lost the Dorf man there, but... It looks like we lost the Dorf man there, but you know, we're talking about NBA Finals here. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors bringing it back to the Bay Area for the first time in 40 years. And unfortunately, we're also talking about the failures of LeBron James here. Not really that fair in the given the context. If you include 2007, if you include these 2015 Finals, LeBron James, had to carry the team on his back. Obviously, different circumstances in 2007. The supporting cast just wasn't there. This time around, they just weren't healthy enough to keep going there. So, you know, all the credit in the world is, you know, due to Golden State. Let's see if they can they can maintain it. The Western Conference is tough to get through. You know, Golden State caught a few breaks. You know, especially in the Cleveland series. You know, Steph Curry really never had to see another healthy point guard, but at the end of the day, you got to put your team on the court. You got to go out there and get the work done. And Golden State did it. Cleveland did not. And now we're talking in Cleveland about, you know, is David Blatt the man,
Jeff,
to coach LeBron James?
Yeah, no, Jeff, that was where I wanted to go next with you. You know, I did get cut off there, so sorry about that. But I did want to go there. David Blatt and LeBron James's relationship, you know, a lot has been talked about here. Mark Stein, you know, a guy who's a NBA guru of sorts, has, you know, his opinion about what happened out there.
Would you call Stein's column a takedown column, or just a he's just passing on what he's seeing with his own eyes? I a lot of people in Cleveland are coming down on Stein, like, you know, like there's a witch hunt for Blatt, but I don't know that that's the case.
You know what? I got a lot of thoughts on this. On the other side, I know we got to talk to John Poulter, professor of sports, about some hockey, about some. Maybe some baseball more so than hockey now that that's over, but and especially with Scherzer throwing the no-hitter. But before we do that, we'll talk about this a little bit, and then we'll jump into John Poulter and break down the baseball world. But I don't know, man. I got mixed feelings and a lot of thoughts on this. Anyways, we'll get into it. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It has been a long time since I rock and rolled. Really has been. There you go, man. I knew it was coming. Anyways, welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, as we do each and every week. You can get involved, everybody, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at @DorfOnSports. A lot of things to talk about. It really is. A lot of things. We got the U.S. Open. Believe me, we all know about that. I think the effort that Jason Day had yesterday, we haven't even gotten into this, pretty incredible, pretty miraculous. To get himself in the lead with three other guys, Jordan Spieth to kind of keep it, you know, real and not lose it, because he could have lost it yesterday. He really could have. But he got it back, and he held things together. The NBA, we know it's over, but a lot of things to talk about with LeBron James and David Blatt. Where do they go? And I know we got John Poulter, a professor of sports, and I just want to address that real quickly, Jeff. I think their relationship is fine. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, to be honest with you, for the most part. Do I think LeBron James has the ability to say, hey, Dave, you know what, I think we should do this instead, or something along those lines, and maybe it's not that cool the way he does it either. But ultimately, I think that the relationship they have is a coach that understands he has the best player in the world. And the player understands that he has a coach who's new and young in the NBA. So if you want to call it pushing him around, so be it. Call it pushing him around. I want to call it helping a guy out. I want to call it a guy seeing another individual needing some assistance. And if you call that, and if you're upset by the way that LeBron does it, so be it. Who cares? At the end of the day, it's about winning basketball games. And they put their heads together, the two of them, and they won a lot of basketball games down the stretch. And to be quite honest, they got somewhere I didn't think they were going to get. And a lot of other people probably didn't think they were going to get because they were so banged up. So ultimately, I think their relationship is fine. I really do. And I know we got John Poulter, our professor of sports. Go ahead, Jeff.
Let me be really brief here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
LeBron, number 23 on the basketball court. I don't care if it's Mike Brown, Eric Spoelstra, or David Blatt. You know, all the coaches that he's played for in his career. Yeah. It doesn't hurt to have a second opinion of a guy that doesn't only have the physical tools to be the best basketball player in the world, but also has that on-court intellect that maybe the coach can't see from the bench. And I think that with lineup changes, with rotations, things like that, LeBron wants to have input. It's important that he has input, and he should. You know, when the player can outsmart the coach, it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, I know that John Poulter's waiting for us, but, you know, Bernie Kosar changed Bill Belichick plays in the huddle, and they resulted in touchdowns, and Belichick benched him because, you know, those coach-player rifts, it's a power struggle, and sometimes the player should be a little more powerful. But that's all I have to say about that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get back into it, obviously, you and I. We'll get into it later because I'm not through talking about LeBron and Dave Blatt and some of the things that are going on in the NBA as well. But we do want to switch gears. We want to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, all the way from Canada. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How are the two of you?
No complaints. I'm roasting. You know, other than that, I mean, it's brutally hot here. I'm not going to lie. I do love it, but you know what? It's draining. You go out there and you just sweat, and at the end of the day, when it's all over, you come inside and, you know, you regroup for the next day, to be honest with you. And believe me, I see more of that sun than most, so I regroup every single day, and I get back out for the battle, and we go out and we tussle, and then we do it all over again, just kind of like a sport, to be honest with you. And speaking of tussling, this American League East, man, it's anybody's for that matter. Let's be honest. I mean, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 teams within 4 games. You got the Boston Red Sox, maybe a surprising 10 games out, but other than that, this is a real tussle in itself. Tampa Bay leading the division right now by 1 game over the Yankees, and your Blue Jays just 3 games back, but 7-3 over their last 10 games, John.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight division. Red Sox look like they're out of it at the moment, 10 games back, 8 games out of a wild card. 10 games under 500, but you know, we've seen in the last couple of weeks that all it takes is one or two teams to put together a pretty hot streak, 7 out of 10, 12 out of 15, 15 out of 20, something along those lines, and you can be right back in it. And there's no question that Boston has the experience to do that, whether they have the ability to do that, and the fact that there's now four teams ahead of them and they're six games behind fourth place Baltimore perhaps makes it a little bit more challenging for them. But I agree with you. Certainly has become a much more competitive division than we probably would have thought of earlier in the season. And it's nice to see it get close, because there's a couple of other divisions that are starting to widen a little bit. So nice to see several divisions that are fairly close.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Jeff. I don't know, maybe Jeff isn't there with us at the moment, but I'll keep it rolling.
Hey, John.
I gotcha.
Hey, one of my least favorite subjects in all of Major League Baseball is obviously Alex Rodriguez, but he does become just the third person to put his 3,000th hit out of the park, and it's kind of funny that they've all been part of this Yankees championship run that spanned from 96 to 2009. Any comments on A-Rod hitting these milestones? You know, he's passing guys on the home run list almost nightly. 3,000's a big deal. It was a bigger deal when Jeter did it, but just your thoughts on the controversial figure that A-Rod is and how we're going to treat these milestones as they continue to approach.
Well, I have six things on my list that were odd things that happened in baseball this week. That was one of them. To me, it's the most, I guess, the least important, the one that I care about the very least. I'm tired of Rodriguez. I think we all sit back and question just how many of those home runs, how many of those base hits were tainted. And I was just thinking yesterday and this morning that this is the first time in my lifetime that I can remember a player getting 3,000 hits and there being so little fanfare about it throughout the baseball world, especially for someone that plays in a media hub like New York City. To those of us that aren't Yankee fans, it's almost like it didn't happen, and perhaps that's a sign of the times, perhaps it's a sign of what we all think of Alex Rodriguez and just how tired we are of listening to him and watching him and reading the stories about him. Frankly, I'm glad that it's done and passed. It's not something that I would like to dwell on because I just don't think the man earned those hits. And to say that he's in the same category as some of the other 28 players that have got 3,000 hits, to me, it's degrading to the other players.
Well, is it fair to say that the Yankees have handled this with some type of dignity, not, you know, not sensationalizing everything?
Yeah, it's been done in very un-Yankee-like manner as far as I'm concerned. And I'm always a very big critic of the Yankees for a lot of reasons, and probably part of that is because I live in an American League city and an American League East city, and I'm tired of listening to the fanfare of the Yankees and all of the brouhaha that goes on down there. But for once, I got to agree with the Yankees. I think they've actually handled this in a very classy way, very much along the way that some of the other organizations in baseball that are known for being classy might have handled it.
You know, with all that being said, fellas, I actually have a completely different feeling. I'm not an A-Rod guy by any means of the stretch of the imagination, okay? But you just said something that is kind of special about 3,000. And I don't think every one of those hits is tainted. So to say that, you know, we don't know how many. Sure, I don't know how many. But at the end of the day, man, there's 28 people that have done it. So it's a pretty awesome thing. And on the other note, he's actually having a pretty darn good season. He's been pretty quiet. I think sometimes, man, we have to just forgive and forget. I mean, think about all the other guys who have done bad things out there, and we give them second and third opportunities without even thinking about it. So I understand where you're coming from, and I get it, and I'm not upset with you, but I also think there's a certain thing in me that says, you know what, this guy is a baseball player that has done something that not many people have done in this game, and there's a weird feeling to me that he's getting absolutely no love, and this is, like you said, very unlike anything the Yankees do. We know what they did for Jeter, and these two are complete polar opposites. Let's not kid ourselves. You know, you got Derek Jeter, who's the face, and a guy who, you know, is loved by everybody as far as the Yankees go. And then you have A-Rod, who came with this big price tag and all this hype and whatnot. And you know what? I think the guy deserves a little bit more credit than he's getting. That's all I'm saying. I'm a little disappointed that when you do something so special, that you're not getting the kind of recognition that those 28 other guys did. And rightfully so, don't get me wrong, but there's something that's just kind of rubbing me wrong about it, and I'm not an A-Rod guy. We got to take a quick break. John, we're going to come back with you, so hang tight. John Polter, Professor of Sports. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Wow, that's a fax machine.
Yep. I'm applying for a home loan.
But Janet just showed me this new thing from Wells Fargo called Your Loan Tracker, where she uploads documents with her phone and signs important things electronically. Why don't you use that?
Oh, I'm not with Wells Fargo.
Bummer.
With Your Loan Tracker from Wells Fargo, the home loan process just got better. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/loan tracker.
Your Loan Tracker not available with all loans. Talk to a mortgage consultant for details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're the Scott Brothers, Jonathan and Drew, here with a home financing tip brought to you by Wells Fargo. Technology has changed the way people do a lot of things, including shopping for and financing a home. When choosing a mortgage lender, look for one who can offer an electronic process with easy-to-use features accessible on your smartphone, tablet, or desktop. You can monitor progress, receive electronic documents, and upload the ones your lender needs from you. These options and the support of a home mortgage consultant deliver you more confidence and control.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal Housing Lender. NMLSR ID 399801.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my guys, man. I got Jeff Rich with me. He's here each and every week talking to our professor of sports, John Polter, about some Major League Baseball right now. He's here each and every week as well. You can be involved if you want to get in, 1-800-878-7529. And a quick reminder, we are brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, Elton John, Tina Turner, U2, and Queen, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online broadcast quality, audio, song after song. It's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. John, getting back into this, I know that Jeff's got something to say. I don't want to steal his thunder, but I don't know. I have a problem with us not respecting guys that do something that's pretty special. Jeff, I know you have some things to add.
Well, you know, it's not just the exclusivity of the 29 members of the 3,000 hit club. It's looking at this list of guys that have 3,000 hits and 500 home runs, which used to be benchmarks for the Hall of Fame. But now you have, you know, these two landmark, you know, achievements for offensive, you know, offensive baseball players. And you look at the list, 3,000 hits, 500 home runs. You have Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Eddie Murray, another guy that's kind of in the same boat as A-Rod and Rafael Palmeiro and Alex Rodriguez. So it's just strange that the highest achievements in the game are so tainted, and I think it's sad. I think that it should be recognized, but I also think it's sad at the same time.
All right. I mean, look, I think it's fair, but I just, John, I don't know if you have anything to add on this or if you've said your piece, but again, it's a very, very elite group of players that are in that 3,000 category. And I just think it, look, I understand he's brought shame to the game. Look, I understand that. I get it. But again, we also live in a society where we forgive and we forget, and people make mistakes and they get opportunities to go out and better themselves. You know, like I said, he's having a good season. He's been quiet. I think the guy deserves the credit and the praise that he did something that only 28 other guys besides himself have done.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. And unfortunately, the piece that I would like to see we'll never see, and that's do we ever have any idea of how many of these hits and home runs were in fact juiced? And that's obviously a question that will never be answered, and it will always leave a doubt in most people's mind that, you know, were there five of these that were tainted? Were there 500? Were there 250? We will never know, and that's why I find it hard to really recognize it as a true milestone.
Well, but then is that the way you feel about McGuire and Sosa? I mean,
yep. Yep, very much so. Same thing. And Barry Bonds.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. I can deal with that. Well, let's go with from this, I want to go to Scherzer's no-hitter, and I feel like we're talking about this every other week now, and you had said, you know, when I brought it to your attention the other day, that it seemed like they were happening more often than not. You know, and it's something that's kind of lost its luster. Again, not a perfect no hitter, but a pretty darn good no hitter. Whenever you do it, it's going to be good, or it's going to be great, if you will. Have you changed your mind at all? Are we seeing no hitters too often? Are they not as impressive anymore?
I don't think I don't think they're as impressive as they used to be, and I don't know whether that's because we don't see them as often, or there's just so many other things now that we see in the games. And, you know, I think Jeff made the point last week that perfect games might actually be the standard now, and that's perhaps something that we cherish. But, I mean, the odd thing with Scherzer is that going into this season, career-wise, he had one complete game. Now he's pitched two gems within a week. Hate to knock on your Milwaukee Brewers, but last Sunday he goes a complete game shutout with one hit and 16 strikeouts against the Brewers. Follows that up last night with a no-hitter where he hit one batter with two out in the ninth inning, which was kind of a questionable call, too, against Pittsburgh. And, you know, here we have a guy that even had a base hit in the ball game. Through eight innings last night, he threw 92 pitches, 71 of them for strikes. So that's dominant. He probably did earn the accolades that he got. And, you know, he's the fifth pitcher in Major League history and the first since 1944 to have given up one hit or less in two consecutive starts. That does kind of put him into a special category. And, you know, that to me is something that I think we should be recognizing. That was a great effort last night by Scherzer, in my opinion.
You know, for the record, I think Tavata leaned into the pitch.
And I thought so.
I thought it was so Bush League, but you know, it is what it is. He still picks up the no-hitter. I think you guys are crazy, quite frankly. I think the no-hitter is still extremely special. When you look at all the pitchers that are in Cooperstown that don't have a no-hitter to their credit, I think it's the cherry on top of a great career, or it's an anomaly. And Dallas Braden says as much in his commentary on ESPN that, you know, it doesn't really define you, but it could, you know, it could certainly add, you know, a certain finesse to an already great resume for Hall of Fame pitchers, or just, you know, perennial all-stars.
Yeah, okay, like, listen. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Like every other no-hitter, there's at least one great defensive play contributed it. And last night there was two. There was a great play by Espinoza in the eighth inning on a short ball to right field, where he threw the runner out at first base. And then Rondon in the ninth inning made that great catch falling over the fence and held on to the ball. So, team effort. The pitcher gets the credit, but very much a team effort.
And I was going to add to that. I think it's fair to say, you know, look, sometimes a pitcher is going to have just such great stuff that he's unhittable, okay? But there's also a fair amount of luck involved in it, too. And like John just said, there's going to be two, three, one, however many great plays by some fielder out there that goes out there and just lays it on the line for his pitcher and doesn't get the credit. It winds up getting the pitcher is the guy that gets all the credit. So, you know what? There's a lot of luck involved in no-hitters. And look, I'm not taking anything away from it because of luck. I mean, sometimes it's better to be lucky than it is to be good. But all I'm saying is that I think it's a stat or an accomplishment that, yes, it can kind of like, you know, be the icing on top of the cake that you need. But it's also somewhat lucky, and maybe a pitcher that has pitched a no-hitter really doesn't do anything else in his career but has that unbelievable feat to his his record. So I don't know. I just think it's something that there's so many variables involved that have to happen for you to go out there and pitch it. And yes, that makes it unique and that makes it special. But at the same time, those other players don't get any credit for the great plays that they made for you other than a pat on the back, whereas the pitcher gets all the accolades and, wow, he pitched a no-hitter. I don't know. I just think there's too much put on it and that there's so many variables that have to go into it that it's at the end of the day, it's not the pitcher that did it. It's a team effort. So
I always find the pitcher to be very humble about it, even if the media is not, because it's not a good story to recognize the left fielder that made the diving catch when you're just trying to reel off pitching feats. But let me ask you this about the no hitter being special. Dor, if you're a Brewers fan, John, you got the Toronto Blue Jays. You know, let me throw it to both of you, John first. When's the last time a pitcher for your team threw a no-hitter? How long has it been?
Well, Jeff, this one's going to hurt you because I can tell you it was in September of 1990, and it was Dave Steeb who beat the Indians 3-0. I believe they were still in Municipal Stadium at the time. And Steeb had been through a spell where six games he had thrown four of those games he had one hit or none in those six consecutive starts. So, you know, he was mighty close on several occasions, and that to this day is still the only no hitter in Blue Jays history.
And that was so that was 25 years ago. I remember the Indians always had problems hitting Steve and Hanky, and probably most of the Blue Jays rotation throughout the 80s and the very early 90s. And Dorf, when's the last time a Brewer threw a no-hitter?
The only no-hitter that I can remember, and you're going to be like, wow, because I'm actually throwing something at you. And this is the only reason I know is because this is when I was kind of into the Brewers. Juan Neves, when 1987, I think, and I believe it was like April 14th, 15th, or 16th of that year that he threw the no-hitter. And it's only because I liked the Brewers at the time, and I was totally into him as a kid.
All right. And John, I'm sure you're expecting this, but I'm going to throw it right back to you with the Indians Blue Jays no-hitter rivalry. Yeah, Lenny Barker in May of 1981. I believe it was Danny Ainge that made the last out in that game. Would you be able to verify that?
I remember the game. I don't remember it for sure. I thought it was Ernie Witt that made the last out, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Jeff and Andy, the only Brewers no-hitter was Juan Nieves, April 15th, 1987, Brewers 7, Orioles nothing.
There you go. So I was pretty right on the money with that. I knew it was, I had it within 3 days, but you know what? The bottom line is this. They're rare. I get it. I hear what you're saying, but it just seems like they're becoming more common nowadays than they have in the recent years. Hey, let me ask you this, John, because this is kind of the way things are kind of shaping up, at least in my head. Is it possible that we could get both the wild cards in the National League to come out of the Central?
It's possible, and we've been there before. There was two or three years ago when we had the Reds, the Cardinals, and the Pirates all making the postseason out of that division, and it's possible. And I guess it's possible if the Cardinals continue to roll and sort of stretch that lead out, and we've got Pittsburgh and the Cubs both very much in it, and the Pirates have been playing wonderful ball the last 10 games or so. They got stopped yesterday, obviously, by Scherzer. But, I don't think Cincinnati's completely out of it. But, they've got to go on a pretty good run to get back into it. And, without rubbing salt into it, I don't think your Brewers are going to be a candidate for that. But Pittsburgh and the Cubs could be there. But I still see that Dodger-Giant race in the West being the loser of that battle being a real good candidate for a wild card berth as well. And, the Washington and the Mets, they seem to be taking turns being ahead by a game or a half a game. I think there's a lot of baseball still to be played there too, but it's going to be a great race in the National League for those wild card positions. There's no doubt about that.
I would have to say, at the end of the day, this is what I think it comes down to. I think it comes down to Pittsburgh, Chicago, and San Francisco. I think the Mets are not going to be enough above 500. Whoever wins that division won't be enough above 500 to put them in the wild card race. I think that's my personal opinion. I think if the Giants don't do it, if it's the Dodgers, whoever that is, the second place team in the National League West will have to battle with the Pirates and the Cubs. At least that's what I'm looking at on my thought. Wow,
yeah, good,
unbelievable.
Good point. The Mets, I think their future hinges on their young pitching, and if it does well, they'll hang in there. If it falls apart, they'll drop like a stone in a lake pretty quickly.
Yeah. Hey, I hear the music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge, but we were running out of time, and we had tons of things to talk about, which is probably a good thing. So we'll catch up with you next week and get back at it, John.
You betcha. Thanks very much for having me on the show today. Nice to join you as always. Look forward to next week, and keep well.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joins us each and every week talking Major League Baseball, hockey. He's got us covered in both of those. But anyways, we'll be right back. Final segment, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. And then a quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by today's homeowner, television, radio, and online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings, online videos, and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Jeff, final minutes of this hour, and we'll get back into things in the next hour. And I do want to get kind of into some of the golf, talk to you about that a little bit. It is Father's Day. I mean, it's something that it used to be a tradition for me to kind of hang out, play golf with my dad and my brothers, and then we would just watch the U.S. Open the rest of the night and, you know, have a barbecue and hang out. Unfortunately, I'm 2,000 miles away from my dad, so I don't get that luxury to hang out with him on Father's Day. I do give him a phone call. We talk a little bit, say what's up, talk about the golf a little bit, this and that and the other, but it is a special thing, man. Father's Day to watch the U.S. Open with your dad. I don't know if it's something that you did growing up as a kid, Jeff.
You know what? We were really active. Dad was a coach, so we were always on the field, whether it was baseball season or football season. Actually, June would have been baseball season all the time. So we were always out on the ball field, spending time together. The U.S. Open didn't become part of our lives until we're adults, and we are thousands of miles away, like you and your father are. So we keep in touch on the phone, and we actually spoke on Friday about what's going on at Chambers Bay. So it's a good little Father's Day weekend tradition.
Absolutely, man. It is what it is, man. And Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, some of these other guys, some of the young guns, man, are really playing great golf, and it's good to see. And the one name we didn't talk about, and believe me, we're going to, that's Tiger Woods, man. We're going to get into him and his demise. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it with a professional athlete. So Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're going to get you through another hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be back with another hour of fun right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.